Okay, I learned she be in schus for first time about to be Rivka Bas of Sokh Shar Chol Yisrael. And she also be in schus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect all the Jewish people and all human beings in the South Florida area and Georgia, Atlanta, and everyone that needs to see out the Shemaya with this impending hurricane. Here we go, Parshas Nitzavim, 5 words, Tavshanayin Zion. We start off with a beautiful idea from the Kotzke Rebbe. The Pasuk says, the opening Pasuk, Atem Nitzavayim Ayom Kulchem Levnei Hashem Elokeichem. You stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu today, your God. So the Kotzker said, we know the Kotzker Rebbe is very, very, very known for his Midas of Emes, that people came to the Kotzker and he was just completely Emesic. He says, if you look at the word Atem, Atem is also the word Emes. Atem is also the word Emes. He says, you want to know how to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Rosh Hashanah? We know because the Zohar tells us, Hayom is a code word for Rosh Hashanah. You have to come, Atem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to see, how are you being emistic with yourself? Did you do a real cheshbon nefesh this year? Are you being emistic in your davening? You're just trying to see how many pages are left in davening. I know growing up, that sometimes we look at Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is mamish, the day of the king, of the coronation of the king. We want to take every single second of the tremendous connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see if we're emistic inside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also wants to see if we're using midas of emes. If we're making sure to be able to use our mouths wisely. And the Kotzker goes on and says that's why if you look in the Gemara and Shabbos, emes, the word emes, aleph, mem, tuf, each one of those letters has two legs. Right? Aleph has the leg on the left and on the right, the mem and the tuf, because emes stands forever. Sheker, shin, kuf, resh, falsehood, things that aren't real, they fall. Shin, kuf, resh, there's only one leg, they fall. Emes is the thing that stands. Atem nitzavim. Emes is the thing that stands. That lasts, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for Rosh Hashanah. Beautiful idea of the Kotzker. Move on to the second idea. The second idea comes from the first Ger Rebbe, the Chiddush Harim. Just met a relative of the Chiddush Harim yesterday, Baruch Hashem, here in Orlando. The Pasuk says, continue, Atem yisem ayom kuchem lefneim Hashem elokeichem, Rosheichem, Shivteichem, Zegneichem, Shereichem, Kol Yish Yisrael, your heads, your tribes, your elders, your officers, all the men of Klal Yisrael. So the Chiddush Harim says, what is Hayom referred to? He says, we know, the Zohar says, Rosh Hashanah is the Hayom. How are you attending seven Hayom? How are you supposed to come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Yom? Kulchem! Come together in oneness. Come together in unity and achdus and community. Come together like the communities in Atlanta who mamash who open their homes to strangers. Who the people that open mamash their homes, that's what it means to come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At Hamnit Seven Hayom, you want to know how to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah? Kulchem. But everyone together is like Nechem, Sharecham, Kol Ish Yisrael. You know, we said this before, these words before, but I want to say it again. Rav Pam was very famous to say, Rav Pam Zatzal, he put up a sign before a few days before Rosh Hashanah, the biggest time for judgment on Rosh Hashanah. And everyone's very excited for the Drasha. They come in, everyone's going to say, oh, maybe the Rosh Hashiva is going to say Hamelech, maybe the Rosh Hashiva is going to say Shofar, maybe the Rosh Hashanah is going to say, maybe it's Yidlcha Keser Melucha. And the Rosh Hashiva got up and he says, you want to know, Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking for the most time for judgment? It's dafka when? Specifically when you leave shul. Because what happens when you leave shul? People talking about the Baal Tokeya, the person who couldn't blow shofar, the chazan and musaf, how one and when you're going to eat, this and that. At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see, are you crowning me as your king, not only in shul, but when you leave shul as well. Remember this roughly in the Chiddush Harim, beautiful, beautiful idea. Moving on to our third idea, Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Chav Zayin. The Pasuk says, Yitshem Hashem El An Masam, and Hashem removed them from upon their soil with anger, Be'af, V'chemo, because of Gadol, La'yashlichem El Eretz Acheretz Kayom Azeh, with fury, with anger, and he cast them into another land at this very day. And Rav Hirsch, Rav Sham Tov Rav Hirsch asks, if you look at the word V'yashlichem, there's a big lamed in the word V'yashlichem. Why is the letter lamed in the word V'yashlichem? And he throws them, and he casts them into another land. Why is there a big lamed? So Rav Hirsch quotes the Gemara in Shabbos on Pezayim Abezi. Beautiful idea. It says, why do Jewish people go into Galus? Why do Klal Yisrael in Galus? It's people to teach the other nations how to act with midos, with care, with sensitivity, with kindness, with loyalty, with devotion. He says, you know what the word, why the letter Lamed is there? Lamed is Limud. The word letter Lamed is also, could also say it's Limud, it's to teach. But Yashlichem Eretz Acheres, the Kadosh Baruch Hu cast us into another land. Why is he cast into another land, says the Gemara in Shabbos, says Rav Hirsch? The Gemara says to be able to teach nations how to act. And that's specifically why there's a Lamed. The Lamed stands for Limud. Because we teach the nations of the world how to act, especially in the times of crisis, especially in the times of hardships. We come together as people. We're thinking about other people. We're caring about other people. And that's why Vayash Lichem is a big lament to be able to teach the other nations. Beautiful idea from Reversh, very apropos for those living in Florida. And the fourth idea comes from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov's birthday yesterday, the Chai El, very, very big day in Chassidus. The Pasuk says, Hishavta ad Hashem Elokecha v'shamata b'kolo. And you will return unto HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you will return and hear His voice. Everything that I command you today, you and your children with all your heart and all your soul. So the Degel Machaneh Ephraim quotes the Hashem Tov, I believe on Rosh Hashanah, and he says, specifically on the mitzvah of tshuva, he says, you know what mitzvah tshuva is? What's what it's like? What's the deeper essence of tshuva? He says, you know, go into a dark room, especially those who don't have power. You know, so you have either your little battery pack or you have a candle. What happens to a little candle? Lights up the whole room. The room can be mamish dark. It's pitch black. But what does that little candle do? What does that little flashlight do? It lights up the whole room. And so too, when a person does tshuva, and a person comes back to their bonus room in their life, just a little tad. I want to be a little better at Kodesh Baruch Hu. I feel mamish, not just because of Rosh Hashanah. I mamish want to come back to you. Panimi is really emistic. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Gevaldik. Just like a candle opens up, the whole room makes it light. A little tshuva that goes a very, very long way, which is going to go tie into our fifth idea as well. A little tshuva, v'shavta ad Hashem el techa, just do a little bit. Says the Baal Shem Tov, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you do your part, now I'm going to do my part. And that's why the Svarim say, ani l'doidi v'doidi li, I'm to my beloved is to me. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to see, ani l'doidi, if you're going to be for me, l'doidi, then I'm going to be there for you. But the Gemara says, habal atar m'sainasol, one who comes to be purified, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to help you. Kadosh Baruch Hu just wants to see, take that one little step. And finally, the fifth and final idea, which connects to this idea as well. I heard this from Rabbi Simon in my earlier years in the Shir. It has to be a good 7-8 years ago, Baruch Hashem B'lian Har. The Pasuk says very famously at the end of the Parsha, in Chamish and Shishi, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Alf, Ki HaMitzvah HaZos, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha HaYom, the mitzvah that I place in front of you today, Lo Neflesi Mimchov Lo Rechokehi, It's not great, it's not wondrous from you, it's not here from you, it's not distant. It's right there, it's in your mouth, and then the Pesukim can go on. And there's a famous Machlok, because we've shown him what this mitzvah is referring to. Rashi says it's referring to the Torah, referring to Talmud Torah. But the Ramban says it's actually referring to the mitzvah of Tshuva. How can we reconcile, is it referring to the mitzvah of Tshuva, or is it referring to the mitzvah of Torah? So Rabbi Simon wanted to quote, maybe it's saying both. He quoted the Mabit, and the Mabit had a beautiful idea. He says, you know, when it comes to any other mitzvah in the Torah, you have to do the whole thing. If you don't do the whole thing, you don't do the mitzvah. You only have three of the minim for sukkahs. You're missing the hadasim. You have the lulav, you have the esrog, and you have the aravos, but you don't have hadasim, you don't have the mitzvah. You don't have the mitzvah, because you need the whole essence. At the end of the day, there's two mitzvahs that if you do a little bit at a time, doesn't matter, you do as much as you can, Kadosh Baruch Hu says Gevaldik, and that's the mitzvah of Torah, Talmud Torah, mitzvah of tshuva. Says the Mabit. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to say, just to do, obviously we want to do as much as we can. But no one, at the end of the day, everyone has different things with Parnassah, with their family. But at the end of the day, don't think, it's mamish there, right there. Don't think if you can't learn 24-7, if you can't do fully tshuva, don't even start. No, do as much as you can. And that's what the Mabit says. You could actually type, you could really say that the Ki HaMitzvah is also refers to Talmud Torah and Tefillah and tshuva as both. Is that you do a little bit of Torah, a little bit of tshuva, it's mamish, it's not far from you. So let's just recap the five ideas. So the first idea from the Kotzker, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, that the word emes stands forever, especially Hayom refers to Rosh Hashanah. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to see if we're emesic, Kodesh Baruch Hu Davka wants to see if we're being emesic with ourselves, emesic with Him, especially using the meat of emes, using our mouths for truthful things. Number two, we say from the Chudu Hashem, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, how are we standing in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu on the Yom and Rosh Hashanah? Kulchem. When we're together, when we're caring about each other, when we're unified, when we're kind, we're sensitive to others. The third idea comes from Rav Hirsch on the pasuk Vayashlichem Haaretz Acheres. Why Davka is the letter Lamed Vayashlichem? Why is it a big Lamed? The Marashama says why we put into Gullus to be able to teach the nations how to act. The Lamed stands for Limud. The Lamed stands for Limud because we all have to teach the nations of the world how to act, especially in times of distress. We come together. We're kind, not just caring about our own stomachs and our own gas. We care about others as well. Finally, the fourth idea comes from the Dagon Ma'achrayim, quoted by Baal Shem Tov, his grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov, When you know what tshuva, when you know what tshuva does, it lights up a person's life. Just try a little bit, it changes your whole entire life. And sometimes it's hard. We can't get depressed about doing tshuva. Tshuva, you have to do tshuva out of simcha, Rav Kook talks a lot about. And when we think about tshuva, people say, oh, I don't want to change because then I'm going to think of what I did wrong. No, that's just the tip of the tip. We get past that, we want to come back to him, b'simcha, tshuva me'ava, out of love. And just like that little flash of that candle opens up the light in the whole room, that also opens up a person's neshama also, especially during these days. And finally, the fifth and final idea, with Kiyam Mitzvah Zos, it's mamish in our, it's not far from us. And Rashi says it refers to Talmud Torah, the Ramban says it refers to tshuva, but the Mitzvah says maybe it's really both. But these are the mitzvahs that really, even if you don't do completely, fully, whatever you could do, that goes a very, very long way. So Chodesh Baruch Hu should bless us to be able to take the meaning of emes, using our mouths for truthful things, being emesic with ourselves, coming together, unified as one people, to make sure, specifically when we're in Galus, to be able to show the nations how to act, to be caring and kind and sensitive and caring for others, be able to make sure to be able to take the mitzvah of tshuva to light up our lives as much as we can, as much Torah and tshuva as we can, especially we know, we say, Hashivinu Avinu L'Sorasecha. The first thing we say in the bracha of tshuva shmona esrei, Hashivinu Avinu L'Sorasecha. The main way to do tshuva is also through Talmud Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu should bless us, we hear B'Soros Tovos. It should be Zochem, Mitzvah Hashem, to have a great year of simcha and bracha. And Mitzvah Hashem, only B'Soros Tovos, for Lanu L'Chol Beis Yisrael. Ksiva Chitzim Tovah, Bezat Hashem, Mishkoich.